AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez.
It's an historic day, a day for removing barriers.
Kerry noting that the last time Cuba's top diplomat was at the State Department was during the Eisenhower administration.
This is the first visit to the Department of State by a Cuban foreign minister since 1958.
The two nations resumed diplomatic relations today. The UN now backs the Iran nuclear agreement. Warren Levinson tells us more.
The Security Council unanimously endorsed the deal. Six UN members and the European Union reached last week to block Iran's path to nuclear weapons. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says it's a huge step forward, despite concerns about Tehran's support of Hezbollah and the fate of Americans missing or on trial in Iran.
So while this deal does not address many of our profound concerns, if implemented, it would make the world safer.
UN endorsement comes before congressional review, which some in Washington had objected to. Power says if the agreement's terms aren't followed, the sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy can be snapped back into place. Warren Levinson, New York.
A lawyer for three women suing Bill Cosby for defamation says the release of his testimony from a decade ago destroys Cosby as a public moralist. In a deposition, Cosby talked about decades of affairs with women and giving women quaaludes for the purpose of having sex with them. He said in that question and answer session that he gave the drug in the 1970s to a woman who is now suing him for defamation. Her lawyer, Joseph Camerata, calls the documents a treasure trove of admissions. Zach Johnson takes the three-way playoff to win the British Open. Louis Wieshausen plays second, while Australian Mark Leishman winds up in third after all three found themselves tied after 72 holes. This is AP Radio News. Champion surfer Mick Fanning narrowly escaped a shark yesterday. Here's our Matt Small.
Imagine coming face-to-face with a shark.
I was waiting for the teeth to come at me.
Mick Fanning did.
It just kept coming at my board, and I just was like kicking and screaming.
The Australian was surfing in a competition in South Africa when the beast knocked him off his board.
It was just dragging me underwater.
Fanning says he managed to punch the shark before swimming away without injury. The rest of the competition was canceled. I'm Matt Small.
A former Iowa lottery security official is found guilty of fraud for rigging a hot lotto game to win $14 million. 52-year-old Eddie Tipton faces up to 5 years in prison on each of two counts. His lawyer says they will appeal. Country singers Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert make it through just 4 years of marriage.
Go and fix your makeup, girl.
The pair releasing a statement to the AP saying, "This is not the future we envision." I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.